Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. Please join the OU Women's Initiative at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for Holding On to Faith, a conversation with Helen Rubin and Marlit Wandel, two Holocaust survivors. On a day where we reflect on our national losses, be inspired by their lives and their faith. Sign up at ou.org/women/9days23. The digit 9 days 23. May our morning lead to a rebuilt Beis Hamikdash. May it be speedily in our day. And now for today's perek.
Welcome back to Tardi Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we'll continue our study of Sefer Mishlei. We're up to Perek Chaf Beis, chapter 22. Let's get right into the teachings and wise wisdom of Shlomo HaMelech. Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Nivchar Shem Me'osher Rav, Mikesef U'Mizahav Chein Tov. Shlomo HaMelech teaches us something so important, a truism for all time, and that is that a good name is more desirable than even great wealth. From gold and from silver is good grace. And Shlomo HaMelech is reminding us that what stands for a person in life, what preempts a person in life, is his good name, is his reputation. This is very reminiscent of the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Gimel, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Dalet, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosha Kesarim Heim, Keser Torah VeKeser Kohuna VeKeser Machos. There are three crowns, the crown of Torah, the crown of priesthood, and the crown of kingship. Royalty, if you will, Malchus, for Kesar Shem Tov ala al Gabein. However, Kesar Shem Tov supersedes them all. A person has to know that all the things we inquire in life, one of the most important things and everlasting things that testify to the person that we are and the life we lead is the Kesar Shem Tov. It tells us about a person's yashrus, honesty, integrity, valuation, kindness, and treatment of others. And that is something that cannot be negotiated and something that cannot be taken away from a person, the way they live and their good name. Nivchar Shem Me'osher Rav, Mikesef U'Mizahav Chein Tov. Going on to Pasuk Beis. Ashir V'Rash Nifgashu, Oseh Kulam Hashem. Also extremely powerful. The rich and the poor will meet. God makes all of them. What does this mean? You know, sometimes, Rachmana Litzlan, it's our enemies who remind us that we are all the same. And sometimes we think we're so different than other Jews, whether it's socially different, religiously different, ashkafically different, financially different. Ultimately, King Shlomo says, when God wants us all to be brought together, we will all be brought together. Two Jews from totally opposite ends of the spectrum, represented in the Ashir Virash, the rich and the poor, Nifkashu. Ultimately, they will meet. Oseh Kulam Hashem. Hashem makes all of them. Reminds me of situations, Rachmana Litzlan, when Am Yisrael is in trouble and the enemy reminds us that we are all one. There is really no difference because isn't all of God li hakesef v'li hazav nu Hashem tzvakos? Everything belongs to Ribono Shel Olam. Anyway, we are all children of Hashem. It also reminds me of an interesting idea or example. For example, the Titanic. On the Titanic, when the ship was sinking, Rachmana Litzlan, Ashir V'Rash Nifkashu, Oseh Kulam Hashem. Man is not so different from each other, and the divide that we set up is only divisions that society creates, not divisions that the Ribono Shel Olam creates. And before God, we are all the same. There is no wealth and there is no poor before the Ribono Shel Olam, because He creates all of them and He gives a person what they have. Pasuk Dalet, Ekev Anava Yiras Hashem. Also, such a beautiful pasuk. What a beautiful parak. What beautiful teachings. What wisdom for life. Ekev Anava Yiras Hashem. The heel of humility is the fear of God. If you want to know who is a humble person, they are a God-fearing person. If you want to know who's a God-fearing person, they are a humble person. Such a person will live a life of wealth and honor and true life. In other words, wealth of Torah, kavod of Torah, and a life steeped in Torah. Oh, and then we come to Pasuk Vav. Famous. Chanoch Linar Al Pidarko Gamki Azkin Lo Yasuri Meta. What a famous Pasuk. Here it is. Perichav Beis, Pasuk Vav, chapter 22, verse 6 in Mishlei. Educate the child according to his way, so that when he is old, he will not deviate from the path that you have taught him. I want to talk about this pasuk for a few minutes. Chanoch Linar Al Pidarko Gamki Azkin Lo Yasuri Meta. You know, it's so funny because the 9 a.m. recording this, a Sunday evening after the Israeli Day Parade, when my husband and I marched in the parade with our son. We have a son who is in 11th grade in Hank Hebrew Academy of Nassau County, out on the Uniondale Nung Island. He's in 11th grade in Hank. And the back of the t-shirt that I'm still wearing from the march today says on the back, Hank's logo, Chanuch Lunar Alpi Darker. On the front, it says Mazel Tov Israel 75, Magen David, with the national bird of the state of Israel. And on the back, it has this saying, Chanuch Lunar Alpi Darko. And here I am preparing and recording this shiur for you. So I want to talk about this for a few minutes. This is, I don't know, I never lived in other times. My neshama did, but I don't remember those experiences of being here in other times. But in the day and age in which we live, if a person does not educate the child according to his own way, with that realization that gam ki yaskin lo yaser mimenu, also in the ages he should not deviate from the path that you taught him, it will be almost impossible to successfully educate the child. In the society in which we live, in the times in which we live, in the reality of which we live, the only way to speak to a child, to imbue them with values, with MS, with idealism, with Torah, with respect for their elders, with appreciation for the Jewish community, appreciation for the land of Israel, is only Al Pi Darko, according to the child's way. I want to share with you a beautiful, beautiful Dvar Torah in the name of Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin. He was the founder of the Daf Yomi program. Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin died at the age of 43. Before the Shoah, I believe it was either the late 30s, mid 30s, he died of a tooth infection, actually, at the age of 43. And Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin did not have biological children. His spiritual peros number in the millions and millions. He was the founder of the Daf Yomi program, Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. So Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin comments on the Chatzotzot. The Chatzotzot were the last mitzvah given at Har Sinai, actually, there in Parshas Baloscha. The other funny thing is that the night I'm recording is the week of Parshas Baloscha in Chutz La'aretz. And I was just learning on the train about the Chatzotzot on the way to the Israeli Day Parade today. So the Chatzotzot were the last mitzvah given at Har Sinai. They are in Parshas Baha'aloscha. They were the silver trumpets. They were one of the kelim that Moshe made, one of the implements for the Mishkan. And there was the menorah, the shulchan, the mizbech hazahav, mizbech hanechoshas. There was all kind, the kiyar. There were all kind of implements in the Mishkan, the tabernacle that God commanded Moshe to construct and build with Bezalel as the master craftsman. But the chatzotzot were the last implements commanded to be made. And there's something unique about the chatzotzot, and that is that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos, Chaf Chas Amar Beis, something very, very interesting about the Chatzotzot. What does it tell us about the Chatzotzot? So the Gemara says in Maseches Menachos, it's really, really the last line of Chaf Chas Amar Aleph into Chaf Chas Amar Beis in the Gemara Menachos. Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis Tanu Breisa, Kala Kelim Shasa Moshe Ksheirim Lo Ksheirim Ledoros, Chatzotzot Ksheirus Lo Psulas Ledoros. The Gemara tells us something very, very interesting about these Chatzotzot that Moshe made, all of the Kelim, all of the vessels that Moshe made, they are kosher for him and kosher for Doris. What does that mean? The Aron Kodesh wasn't just for Moshe's generation. No, it was for all generations. The menorah Zahav, the golden altar that was used for the incense sacrifice, the Ketores twice a day that was offered, it could be used for all generations. The Shulchan with the Lechem upon him could be used for all generations. So, all the kelim that Moshe made were kosher for him and kosher for Doris. However, there's one exception, Chatzotzot, the silver trumpets and Moshe made, and again, like a Parshas Baloscha, you'll see the command to make the Chatzotzot, Ksheirus lo upsulos ledoros. They were kosher for Moshe, and they were pasul. They were not allowed to be used. They were ineffective. They were invalidated for other generations. So the kasha is, the question is, why the chatzotzot of all the implements could not be used for future generations? Why all the implements could be used for future generations, but the silver trumpets could not be used for all generations? So Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin, I first heard this Torah many years ago, told of Rabbi Shai Shachter in the name of the great Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin, Zecher Tzadik Levecha, Zechus Yagen Aleinu. The chatzotzot were used for communication. When did Moshe blow on the chatzotzot? When it was time to travel, when the cloud lifted up, when the people needed to journey, when he had an announcement to make. There was no WhatsApp. There is no Instagram. There is no WhatsApp status. There is no Facebook. There is no email. There's no broadcast list. There's no apps to listen to, you know, any kinds of announcements being made. How's he going to call the people? There's 2.5 million people camped in the desert. How's Moshe going to call them when it's time to travel, when it's time to make an announcement, when it's time for Yamim Tovim? How are they going to know? He's going to blow on the Chatzotzot. The sound of the Chatzotzot will blast through the camp, and everyone will know that Moshe's calling, depending on which blast he blasts. It's a different blast for different situations. So Meir Shapir of Lublin says, the Chatzotzot were used for communication. And the way you communicate with one generation is not how you communicate with another generation. And that's what you learn from the Gemara Menaseches Menachos Chof Ches, that the way you communicate with one door is not the way you communicate with another door. And if we do not amend our mode of communication, and sometimes our topic of communication, and our methodology of communication, and on our understanding of the needs of the children of this generation, by the way, whether it's your children or your grandchildren or your students, we will not be able to successfully transmit the ideals on the Masorah of Torah. Chanuch lenar al pi darko gam ki yazki lo yasur mimenu. It's a very quoted phrase. It's an oft-quoted, perhaps, dare I say, God forbid, overused phrase, but we can't just overuse it and quote it. We must apply it into our lives. I thought it was very, very interesting that just past this past Shabbos, there was a question asked to a master mechanech, Rabbi Greenwald in Mishpacha. He started a well-known seminary in Israel, and he has been in Chinuch for over 30 years. And he writes, someone wrote into him, saying that one of their children, a teenage daughter, is taking a different path than the parents. And if I am obligated to purchase or allow something in my home, the parents write that is downright, that I consider downright wrong, because my daughter is taking a different path than the family. And Rabbi Greenwald writes as follows. They have this column once a month. It's questions in chinuch for a mechanech. And Rabbi Greenwald writes as follows. When we bring children into the world, we then have the responsibility and opportunity to bring them into Hashem's world by introducing them to Torah mitzvos, midos tovos, yiras shemayim, and ahavas Hashem. No small chore. Of course, we want to do everything possible to guide our children to follow the ideals we believe in and the values we cherish. It can be very painful to see our child choosing to do things we do not condone and often even condemn. But we need to keep in mind that as flawed human beings, we can only do our best to be mechanech our children without taking responsibility for the result. Our children, certainly adult children, still have bechira, free choice of their own. Consequently, when choosing how to react to children who are veering from the path we have set out, the most central question we must ask ourselves is, which response on our part will have the best chance of keeping them close to and respectful of our values? There are those who believe taking the hard line when it comes to upholding rules and standards of the home is the correct way. While I cannot say no one has been successful at that approach, I can share that every single one of the Gedolei Yisrael with whom I have discussed this subject believe that ahava, love, and kirva, closeness, are the tools of our generation. Over the past 30 years that I've been involved in chinuch, it's become increasingly clear to me that the chances of a child happily embracing his parents' derech against a backdrop of anger and frustration are minuscule. On the other hand, there are no guarantees, but when a child knows that he or she is loved unconditionally and accepted in the family as is, the sense of belonging and attachment allows for an easier possible re-entry. He continues and he says to these parents, and he's speaking to all of us, if you want to know if you're doing the right thing by sticking to your principles while antagonizing your daughter, consider whether the way you are responding is strengthening your bond with your child or chas v'shalom causing stress and distance. Do you have a right to set standards in your home and demand all children of all ages respect them? Of course. You also have the right of way when approaching an intersection in your Toyota Corolla and an 18-wheeler is disregarding the stop sign and hurtling towards you at 90 miles an hour. But it would be a fatal decision to stand up for your rights and not slam on the brakes. Compromising on our standards to preserve our relationship with our children can be challenging and painful, but doing the right thing is still the right thing. This axiom would hold true even when our children are doing things that are absolutely averos. How much more so on the subject of dissension is codes and preferences. We know that lifestyle choices can significantly affect our children's long-term chinuch. But showing your daughter unequivocal acceptance and love gives you the best chance of having her embrace you and your values. You speak about the spirit of your home. Make sure the spirit of your home includes simcha, respect, love, and acceptance. And he concludes by saying, by the way, I did not quote his whole response. I only took a few excerpts. I've often asked parents who are fighting with their children to consider what the chances are of a child wanting to be like those who make him feel bad and worthless. You are your child's connection to Torah, mitzvos, and Hashem. Make sure the kesher is strong. Make sure it is positive. And make sure it is unbreakable. Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin says, what does the Gemara Maseches Menachos mean when it tells you that kol hakelim shasam Moshe ksheirim lo ksheirim doros, chatzos ros ksheiros lo psulim doros? Why are the chatzos ros different? All the other implements of the Mishkan could be used for Moshe in all generations. But the Chatzotos, Medrashton, Chumah tells us were hidden away in his old lifetime. They can't be used by Yeshua or any of the succeeding generations. Why not? Because, says Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin, Chusi Agin Aleinu, they are used for communication. And a parent, a grandparent, an educator, a mechanech, anyone in our day, we're facing, I think, what must be some of the most challenging times in history. The elements that pull our children away from Torah and Yehadus, Rachman al Tzan Hashem Yirachim Aleinu Hashem Yishmer, are so strong. It's frightening times, but if we embrace our children with love, if we speak to them in a language that they can understand, if we show them respect as people while modeling the beauty of Torah, of our Masorah, of our religion, we stand the best chance of communicating with them effectively so that ultimately, gam ki yazki lo yasur mimenu, also when they age, they will not deviate from this path. I do want you to know that I highlighted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 other psukim that I wanted to discuss. However, I think that this is a very important topic and it is worthy of consideration and strong contemplation. And so we are going to end our learning today with Mishlei Perichav Beis Pasuk Vav, Chanuch Lenar Al Pidar Kogam Kiyazkin Leosir Mimeni, when the Rebbe Shalom grant us the wisdom, the humility, the courage, the love, and the ability to educate our children according to their way so that when they age, they will never deviate. Have a wonderful day. Kol Tov, and we will continue tomorrow. Thank you to all. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat and Le'zecher Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Rachel Rachel Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have a liur in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.